Michigan, 24% of likely Democrat voters side with Pete Buttigieg for 2028 presidential run. By Amy Furr on August 2, 2026. A poll out of Michigan showed 24% of likely Democrat voters siding with former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, D, to run for president in 2028. When asked, if the 2028 Democrat primary was held today, who would you vote for? 24.2% said Buttigieg, the Public Sentiment Institute, TPSI, reported Friday. A significant aspect of the poll, 21.7%, said they were undecided. Buttigieg leads a genuinely unsettled field among Michigan Democrats, with Ossoff a clear third. Kamala Harris draws just 5.1%, the article stated. The second line is the real finding. Undecided finishes second. More than a fifth of this electorate has no 2028 preference at all, and we left every one of them there. A contest more than 2 years out is exactly where an undecided answer is a result rather than a gap to be filled. Pushing those voters onto a candidate list would be a fabrication dressed up as precision, the TPSI report said. Watch, the smell is terrible. President Trump on the radical left's dirty legacy. On the Republican side, President Donald Trump in June commented on a possible 2028 presidential ticket of Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, according to Breitbart News. So I watch them together. They get along great. They have a good relationship. They're sort of similar in a lot of ways, but they're very talented. I think the two of them running together as a team would be very unbeatable, he said. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has reportedly been privately contacting progressive Democrats, pro-Palestinian activists, former aides, and other party figures before possibly running for the White House in 2028 after losing to Trump in 2024. The TPSI poll also questioned voters on Israel. If a candidate for U.S. Senate accepted campaign contributions from a political action committee supporting Israel, would that make you more or less likely to support them? The report said. 41% said much less likely, 14.8% said somewhat less likely, 36.7% said no difference or opinion, 2.7% said somewhat more likely, and 4.8% said much more likely. A 55.8% to 7.5% split against. Among Michigan Democratic primary voters, accepting pro-Israel PAC money is a net liability by roughly 7 to 1, and the intensity is lopsided. Much less likely alone outweighs the entire favorable side five times over, the TPSI report noted. In July, Senator John Fetterman, DPA, said he had been warning that Democrats would continue backing away from Israel and not defend the Jewish community in America, according to Breitbart News. It won't stop. In fact, if anything, it's going to accelerate. Look at the people that have won. They've anti-Israel, anti-American, anti-Western civilization overall, he stated.